Hello, it's Louise Penny, and here is the pronunciation guide for the first of the novels. And the novel is called Still Life, which you could probably figure out how to pronounce yourself. But I know that we've had a lot of emails from people saying that while I believe you appreciate the use of the French words and the fact that they are meant almost exclusively as scene setters, there is a certain amount of frustration not knowing how they're pronounced and in some cases not knowing what they mean. So I thought it was really time to put it together for you. So here's the pronunciation guide, as I mentioned, for the first one. And for all of them, actually, what I'm going to do is pronounce the main characters' names at the beginning of each of them and then go through some of the French words that I use. And I'm frankly shocked at how many French words I did use. I didn't realize I'd used that many until my wonderful assistant, Lise Page, started putting them together. And there are a lot of them, so you're quite right to complain. Here we go. The main character's name is Chief Inspector Armand Gamache. He's married to Reine Marie. His inspector's name is Jean-Guy Beauvoir, and the main agent that they work with is Isabelle Lacoste. Now, the rest of this is going to be done in alphabetical order. Absolument. Albert Mayu. There's a character named André Malenfant. Another word is au revoir, which means goodbye. There's bien sûr, which means of course. Bonjour. Bonjour, mes amours, which is hello, my lovers, my loves. Bordeaux, boulangerie, which means bakery. Boulevard Saint-Denis, brioche, which is a form of pastry. C'est brillant, which means it's brilliant. C'est incroyable, which is probably obvious, it's incredible. C'est moi-même, it's myself, it's me. Café au lait. Comprends, je comprends. I understand. Croissant. D'accord, which is a word I use quite a lot, and that means, of course, or I understand. A dégueulasse, which means sort of disgusting. Dépanneur, which is like a 7-Eleven. It's a convenience store. We have them all over Quebec. Again, that's pronounced dépanneur. There's another phrase I use quite a lot. It is désolé. Or excusez-moi, désolé, which basically means much the same thing. It means I'm sorry, excuse me. Éclair, which they eat a lot of. A church in Quebec and in France is called an église. So there is the Église Sainte-Marie. There's formidable. Another main character is Gabri. There is a place called Gaspé, which I talk about. La porte is something I talk about, and that's a door. Les Anglais, which means the English. There is magnifique, magnificent. Mon cœur, which is my heart. Mon Dieu, which is my God. Monsieur Béliveau. There is a street in Three Pines, which I talk about a lot, and it's Rue du Moulin, which that's how you pronounce it. It's a moulin is a mill. Then ce n'est pas possible. It's not. So ce n'est pas is it is not. Myrna's bookstore is called Myrna's Livre Neuf et Usagé, which means new and used. There is another church called Notre Dame de Bon Secours, and we talk about a French government or Quebec government. Department, and it's called the Office de la Langue Française. And that is a department that has been set up to monitor the use of French and to monitor the use or perhaps overuse of English. I say oui, allô, a lot. There's Parti Québécois, which is a political party in Quebec. There's Québécoise and Québécois. Those are Quebecers, and Québécois is masculine, and if I'm talking about a female, a woman, she is considered a Québécoise. I use the word sacré, which is often a swear word. There is tabernacle, which is also a swear word. In Quebec, in the French Quebec, the swear words are often religious-based, like tabernacle, tabernacle, or sacré, or kaolis, which is a chalice, which in English, of course, would mean nothing. It would be completely neutral. If you suddenly yelled out chalice, people would think you were nuts, but they wouldn't think you were rude. In Quebec, you wouldn't do that at all. There's also the word merde, which I will not explain what it is, but I think it's probably fairly obvious as well. And there is also Clara Jane in the first book, Still Life, has what we call in Quebec a vernissage, and that is the first night of an art show, and that's how you pronounce it, vernissage.